The thought today the Lord put on me is how frail I am. She's supposed to have an exclamation point behind that. How frail I am. You know, I think that as human beings, when we come in this world, we get very caught up with different things. A little child, a baby, when they're born, they know what they want. They may not know everything around them, but they know they want food when they're hungry. They know when they need changing. They know what they want. Their minds is already set on having things, what they need or what they want. And you know, us, as we grow up and older, we kind of get caught up in life and we know what we want and we get just into wanting to have things our way.
Oh, yes.
And if we could have things our way, we're happy. And if we can't have them our way, we're not happy. That's kind of the way human beings are. But we want to see who we are compared to God.
Yes.
We're but dust. You know, I could take my hand, I probably find some dust on this roster here. That's who we are. How frail we are. Let's go to the scriptures. Psalms 39, 4 and 5, 4 to 6. We're late starting, so we don't want to waste a lot of time. But this is the scripture that we want to read in relationship to how frail I am.
Psalms 39 and 4, verse 4 to 6. Make me to know my end,
yes,
and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am.
Lord, make me to know my end.
Yes, please.
You know, it's very important for us to look at who we are and where we're going. And what's going to happen to us? Make me to know my end and the measure of my days. Other words, how short it is.
Yes.
You know, we might feel like it's long, you know. I've been living all these 80 years. That seemed like a long time. But when it comes to eternity, it's nothing.
That's right.
That's right. So, Lord, make me to know my end. And the measure of my days, that I may know how frail I am.
Yes.
You know, sometimes you look at people. I remember one time my sister and I were traveling. My sister, I look up to her because she's tough.
Oh, yes.
I'm not, but she is.
Yes.
But this particular time when we were driving, she was sick. And she was like, she couldn't function in her usual place. She couldn't, I'm telling you, if you need somebody to rally for you, she could do it, you see? But she couldn't do it this time. And it did something to me to see her in her frail state. Do you know there is but one breath between us and death? One. And if God withdraw that breath and give us no more, that's the end. So we need to realize how frail we are.
Yes.
Why should we know how frail? It's a reason for us to know it. Let's go to Psalms 90 and 12.
So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom.
That is the reason.
Yes.
That's why we should realize how frail we are and how that our life can be snuffed out in a moment's time. We need to know that so we can apply our heart to wisdom. Because you see, if we don't recognize that, we'll go through life just doing what we want to do. Then we'll come and face a just God and have to give an account of all those things we did. Things that we got thought we were getting by with. Things that maybe nobody else knows but us. All of these things we're going to have to face God with. That's why we need to realize that how frail I am. We need to realize life can just be taken away. Some of us kind of use life as though people can't do without us. You know, some are born leaders, and they tend to kind of tell other people what to do and what not to do, right? And it seemed like this cannot go on without me. We are people like that, right, Sister Mary? Yeah. It's like if you have a project, they got the answer to how to do the project. And that project can't go on without them, yeah. They feel like. Right, somebody? Sometimes it can happen like that, even in your home, you
yes.
know.
Yes.
So we need to realize, though, in spite of all those things, we're frail. Isaiah 40, 15 to 18. So we want to apply our heart to wisdom. We really need to think about it. We're not going to be here always. We're but dust. We're frail. And our time is short. 40 and 15 to 18.
Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket and are counted as the small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the alms as a very little thing and levium is not sufficient to burn, nor the beast thereof sufficient for a burnt offering. All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing and vanity. To whom then will we liken God, or what likeness will ye compare unto him?
You see, if all nations are as one drop in a bucket, what does that leave for one person? In the sight of God, all nations, everybody in the world is like a drop in a bucket. Where does that leave one little person me? You know, we need to fear God, really. And so if we recognize who we are before God and what we are and the time span that we have, then it should put a fear of God on our heart.
Yes.
And we should take care of the matter of our souls, not put it off. We can get caught up and we put off the most important things. Do you remember the man in the Bible that had his barns, his fruit had flourished. They had done well. He had so much that he said, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to tear down my barns. I'm going to build greater barns. And then I'll have somewhere to store all my goods, my fruit and my goods. And I'm going to say, so take thy ease, eat and drink and be merry.
My Lord.
He neglected God. God called him a fool, thou fool. This night shall thy soul be required. This night, how frail you are. You think you can do all these things? And yet, you can't do it. And so who's going to have all the stuff that you prepared? It's very important for us to take life serious. That's why David said, Lord, make me to know my end and the measure of my days, that I may know how frail I am. That's why he said that. And then in the other scripture, that I may apply my heart to wisdom. Let's go to Job 34 and 15.
Job. All flesh shall perish together, and man shall turn again unto dust.
We are dust.
Yes.
And we're going to return to dust. That's all. That's all we have. We have a soul, though. Recognizing that even though we are dust, we have a soul. And our soul will live on in eternity somewhere. So that's why it's so important what we do for our soul. Yes. That's why we need to get our soul ready with God. Prepare to meet that God.
Yes.
Psalms 90, verse 9 and 10.
For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We have been our tears as a tale that is told.
You know what? Everyone that has passed on has spent their years as a tale that is told.
Oh, yes.
They're gone. That's all we have now is memories. So it'll be the same for us. All our days have passed away as a tale that is told. We're telling our tale now. We're writing our book. We're writing our obituary. We're writing our story. But we want to make sure that the way that we apply our heart to wisdom, we don't want to come to the judgment and have neglected the most important thing.
Yes.
The rich man, he didn't neglect his gardens. He probably was very diligent in that, but he neglected the most important thing, and his soul was required of him. Ecclesiastes 3 and 20.
Verse 10.
Okay.
The days of our years are 80 years. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, but it is soon cut off and we fly away.
Well, I realize I've been able to get that 80.
Yes.
But you know, there's coming a time, and I know this, that my story will be ended.
Yes.
My tale will be told.
Yes.
But I want to be faithful. That's why I'm here today. That's why I do what I do, is to be faithful to my soul, that when the last chapter of my story is done, I can have peace with God. I can go and live with him forever. And so we spend our years as the tale that is told, and then we fly away. Ecclesiastes 3 and 20.
All go unto one place, all are of the dust. And all turn to dust again.
That's it. All. That means every single person is of the dust, and we're going to return to the dust. So we want to be ready. When we return to the dust, we want our soul to go up to God and rest with God. But I'll tell you, if we neglect the matter of our soul, then it's not going to be that good. Our flesh will go to the dust, but our soul will go to hell. We don't want that. So that's why it's very important that we do the things that we need to do. We need to obey this Bible. It's not going to matter what I say, but what will matter is what thus says the Lord. That's what we're going to be judged by. And that's what we need to read and find out and know what God wants us to do and do it. His commandments are not grievous. We can do this. we can follow the word of God. All we have to do is have a willing heart. Be willing to give our heart to the Lord. Ask him into our heart. Ask him to forgive us our sins. Repent. Tell him we're sorry for our sins. And get the soul right with God. Yes. Because the flesh is just us. And it won't be. You know, it might be real beautiful now. But as you go older, that outward beauty fades. And all you have is the inward. And if you have a good inward, everything right with you and God, you have beauty that comes from within. Yes. That's another subject.
Yes.
Hebrews 2, 6 and 8. So we want to apply our heart to wisdom because we know we have limitations. We know that we're going to see God. We want to see him in peace.
Hebrews 2 and 6.
Mm-hmm.
But one in a certain place testified, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him? How far do you want to go?
I think the next verse.
Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crowned him with glory and honor, and did set him over the works of thy hand.
So, man, what is man? He's dust. He's a little lower than the angel. But he's nothing to think he's something about. You know, sometimes people think they're something. You almost can't touch them. Have you ever been around people that's so arrogant and so proud? Till you can't even, you know, you speak to them and they look at you like, who are you? But they and we are dust. We're a little lower than the angels, but we're dust. And we have to recognize who we are before God. And we need to recognize that we won't be here always. Our time is limited. There's a scripture, I don't know where it is. Maybe, let's go to Psalms 103 and 14. That could be the one, I don't know. But we need to know how frail I am, how limited our time is. We are limited and our time is limited.
For he knoweth our frame. I remember it that we are dust. He remembers that we are dust.
Right. He knoweth our frame and he remembers that we're dust. Job 8 and 9. I have several scriptures I want us to look at.
And know nothing, because our days upon earth are a shadow.
That's it. It's a shadow. It's like it never happened. You ever tried to, you can never catch up with your shadow. Have you tried? Kids probably have, huh? But it's like it vanishes away. And if the sun goes a certain way, you don't even see the shadow. Mm-hmm. That's kind of like our life is. Psalms 89 and 47.
Psalms 89 and 47. Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain?
Remember how short my time is. Our time is very short.
Yes.
We need to take advantage of it. You see, it seems even shorter for some reason. You notice how it looked like you get up in the morning and you say, I'm going to do this, 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 and this, right? And you look up, it's evening, and you might have only gotten two of those things done.
Yes, it's true.
Time is short. It goes fast. It doesn't, it goes so, one scripture say it's swifter than a post. Have you ever tried to get a mail out before the mailman come, and you look up, he's gone? That's what they're talking about. swifter than a post. That's the way our life is. Psalms 8, 4 through 9.
What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him?
That's good enough. That's a repeat of the other one. What is man? We need to recognize, what are we? What am I? I'm nothing but dust. Say you have a situation with somebody and you want to do something one way and they want to do another, and they're very contentious about it, it would help us to recognize, well, I'm just dust. I'm just going to let them have it their way. I'm not going to contend and fight and carry on to make sure I get it my way. Submit.
Yes.
Give in. Allow others to have what they want. We are but dust.
Yes.
We're just dust. That's all we are. Psalms 144, verses 3 and 4.
Lord, what is man that thou wilt take his knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like vanity, as his days are,
yes,
as a shadow that passes away.
Yes. That's it. 3 and 4. You got it, right? Proverbs 2:1-8.
My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thy ear unto wisdom and apply thy heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hidden treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God.
This is wisdom. This is wisdom. Consider that my time is short. Consider that I'm only dust. I need to use some wisdom.
Yes.
And I need to seek God. I need to seek the knowledge of God. I need to obey his word. I need to put it in practice. Live it out every day. Psalms 1:11-10 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments, his praise, and do his favor. If we want to use wisdom, we must fear God.
Yes.
And keep his commandment. That's wisdom. There's another scripture says, this is in Ecclesiastes 12:13, says, hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandment, for this is the whole duty of man. I think the 14th verse says, for he shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. We have to realize that God is going to bring us into judgment, and we're going to have to give an account of everything we do, every word we say. And there's a scripture that says that all our words, we're going to have to give account of every word we say, everything we do. It's like this. When the judgment comes, the Lord's going to have the word of God, the books. The scripture says the books were open. That's the Old and New Testament. They are going to, our lives is going to balance, just like a balance. The books, the Bible on one side, and our lives on the other. They must match up. If the Bible is on this side and I'm not doing it, my life is going to be below it. Or if I do something that doesn't even coincide with the word, it'll be out of balance. In order for us to be accepted with God, the Bible here and our lives here must match up. That's wisdom. Lord, make me to know my end and the measure of my day, that I may know how frail I am. And then the other scripture, that I may apply my heart unto wisdom. It's wisdom to seek God. It's wisdom to fear God and keep his commandment. It's wisdom. Micah 6 and 8, somebody get that.
Micah 6 and 8. He has shown thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee,
yes,
but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God.
This is what he's shown us from his word, what to do. Sometimes the brothers were preaching in the Bible in Acts, and then the people would say, men and brothers, what shall we do? What shall we do? It says to what? Read that again. Fear God.
He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God.
And see, you want to do this now. In Ecclesiastes 12 and 1 says, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. And it goes on and it tells you all the things that happen when you get older. People have teeth fall, they're out, their eyes get dim. And then man goes to his long home. So we don't want to do that. We want to apply our heart unto wisdom now, while there's time. In our youth, but even if we're not in our youth anymore, we still need to apply our heart unto wisdom, and we still need to take care of the matter of our souls. Pray for me.